támogatója a Mindig TV.
A következő műsor megtekintése 16 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Jártunk a világban Nyugat-Afrikától Dél-Kelet-Ázsiáig. Rendszeresen botlottunk olyan nyugatiakba, akik otthagyták a fejlett világot, a modern otthonukat, az európai kényelmet és az ismeretlent választották. Egy ilyen hely Varanasi is, ahova a hinduk meghalni járnak. A Ganges partján épp egy olyan ceremóniát tartanak, amely a folytonos körforgásra emlékezteti a haldoklókat, a rokonaikat és mindazokat, akik valamiért Varanasiban, a halálvárosában élnek. Ugyanezt a rituálét végzi otthonában ez a 30 éve Varanasiban élő európai is.
I hope to die in Varanasi. Why? It's my goal.
Why?
Because Varanasi is a very particular city. You know, this place that you see now, especially on the way of God, is thousands of thousands of thousands of years old. This is a nice place to die. That's all.
Persze nem csak erről van szó, és nem ő az egyetlen nyugati, aki otthagyta a fejlett világot és Indiában telepedett le. Úgy érzi, bizonyos értelemben visszatalált a gyökereihez.
My father, he was, como se dice, gypsy. So he has gypsy blood in his vein. And I love it from Budapest.
A magyar apuka 10 testvérével és szüleivel aztán Budapestről Olaszországba költözött. Ő maga pedig már a nyugati világban nőtt fel.
I was not satisfied of life. I have money. I was leading very good life. I have no problems. That time I was also musician. Because I have a rock and roll band.
What do you play?
Well, we play Rolling Stones, Jimi Hendrix. Very happy life. Happy life. Happy life. But enjoying which way? Enjoying which way? I was not satisfied anymore of this kind of enjoyment. I want something different, something that is more deep inside. What they are running for in the West? What is their goals and dream in life? To have a big house, to have a big car, to have a swimming pool in the house, maybe 4 or 5 chicks to fuck. And then?
Hát erre voltunk kíváncsiak a világ másik végén a Szaharában is, amikor megérkeztünk a Shiva oázisba. Este a helyszín a Shiva oázis.
Egyiptomban a líbiai határ közelében, mintha megállt volna az idő.
A sivatagi elszigeteltségben a berberek mellett európaiakat is találunk, akik úgy döntöttek, hogy a Szaharában kezdenek új életet.
Mi hozza ide a nyugatiakat, és hogyan boldogulnak a világ végén egy szigorú iszlám közegben?
Sivatagi történet Shivából ma este az On the Spotban.
Come mani
föntről meg lehet nézni, hogy mennyire a semmi közepén vagyunk. Akármerre nézünk, véget ér az oázis, és kezdődik a nagy sivatag, a Szahara. Abba az irányba, kb. 50 kilométerre már Líbia van a homokdűnék mögött. azt mondta a fiú, aki idehozott minket, hogy ha arra megyünk 400 kilométert, akkor jön a következő oázis, úgyhogy nem lehetett egyszerű dolguk régen a tevekaravánoknak. És két sós tó is körülöleli ezt az oázist, ami egyébként Egyiptomban a legnagyobb, ez a Shiva oázis.
Maybe Alexander the Great was knocking on this door. Let me in!
Ez volt Ámon temploma, ahova még Nagy Sándor is eljött Krisztus előtt a 4. században, hogy az orákulumtól megtudja, hogy Istentől született. Ez az információ és a jós akkora hatással volt Nagy Sándorra, hogy állítólag úgy rendelkezett, ha meghal, Shivában temessék el. A sírját máig keresik erre felé.
How much does it cost a donkey? Like mishmish?
It's 1,000 pounds.
1,000 pounds?
Yeah.
Akkor 35,000 forintért lehet venni egy ilyen szamarat.
And for how many years can a donkey serve you?
About 10 years.
Wow, so yeah. It's good investment, no?
Yeah, yeah. And he live about 20 years, 25, yeah.
How old is Mishmish?
I have 6 years now.
6 years?
Yeah.
Szamár taxi. Az oázis szót először Shiváról írták le 3. Ramszesz fáraó idején. Addig, mintha semmi köze nem lett volna az egyiptomi birodalomhoz. Shiva olyan messze van mindentől, hogy a történelem folyamán ide minden egy kicsit később érkezett, vagy egy kicsit tovább úgy maradt. Például hiába terjedt el a kereszténység. Krisztus után 160-ban egy görög utazó feljegyzései szerint Ámon temploma még mindig zavartalanul üzemelt. Aztán hiába hódított már jó ideje az iszlám, az oázis évszázadokon át nem adta meg magát. A 20. században pedig hiába lett Egyiptom az egyik legmérsékeltebb, legszekulárisabb muzulmán ország. Itt Shivában ma Észak-Afrika talán legtradicionálisabb muszlim közösségét találjuk.
Erről egy kicsit később, most le kell szedni a datóját, épp szezonja van. Egy berber idegenvezetővel, Mohamed Zaidtal a rokonai kertjébe megyünk. Zaidot a történelemnél sokkal jobban izgatja, hogy Shiva igazi oázis maradjon a kemikáliáktól fertőzött fogyasztói világban is. Szerinte egyre nehezebb dolguk van a helyieknek, ugyanis amióta a 70-es években megépült az autóút, hoz mindent magával a külvilágból. Zaid például azt meséli, hogy Shiva első rákos betegeit alig 10 éve diagnosztizálták. Ezért is ragaszkodik ahhoz, hogy amennyire csak lehet, az oázis organikus maradjon.
Because you have the dates and you have the olives and you have all what you need in Shiva. And this is the most thing that gives you life in Shiva. And this is real, real food in Shiva. And it's, you make the best date milkshake with this kind of date. Use dates to make the bread in Shiva, to make it more bigger and make it in better condition. Mm. You don't like to use like yeast and stuff like this. It gives you a lot of power, and then you can keep you for all day long. You're not hungry, and then it's keeping you for it cleans your blood and it's good for your stomach. So you don't even need to wash because it's natural and it's clean.
And you don't use any fertilizer, right?
No fertilizer. Just the fertilizer is the sheet from camels, from goats, like this. But no chemicals. Mm. Organic 100%.
So it's an organic oasis.
It's an organic oasis, and
place
we don't
of the
use.
Place of this, the future.
Exactly. It will be covered with this one because this is more sweet and more soft.
Mm.
So you see the difference? Because the leaves you make baskets, you make rugs. At the same time, if you cut it from up, a bit higher, so use it as a fence for the garden, for the farm, so to cover the farm. So by itself, the farm don't need nothing because you have everything in Shiva. And there is a special way to cut the palm tree, if you focus, you cut this way, so you can put your feet on to go up, to climb up. It becomes a bit like stairs. Uh-huh. And of course, in Shiva, a long time ago, we have no ropes, we have nothing. This is called asan. This is what we use to make ropes, to tie anything. Before, we have no ropes in Shiva. This is what we use as a rope.
How did the dates save the people of Shiva in the time of the revolution, when everything was affected by the lack of tourists?
During the revolution, people start to sell dates. They have more money to save themselves. They don't need nothing from outside. So what they have rice, they have everything, and they saved. And in Shiva, it's totally different, of course, from Cairo, Alexandria, because we are tribes, we are families. So nobody stay hungry, so everybody helping each other.
Skönjebb, mint vissza új pálmák.
Ah. Our Hungarian friend come down of palm tree.
We have to try that today.
Date milkshake.
It's the best thing. I'd give you power for when we call it in Siwa. We have a special word. We call it Viagra of Siwa.
Viagra of Siwa.
Because you eat a few of these dates and then you are like coming crazy.
Really?
Yes, because very powerful and it's very known in Siwa.
Okay.
Can I try one?
Yeah, of course.
There's no scientific.
No. I don't want to try it as a
natural.
Just as a date, you
cool.
Don't try it as Viagra.
I'm not a man.
Yeah. No. We don't need it, by the way. Because in Siwa, it's hot weather.
You are already.
Already. We don't need this kind of Viagra.
You are a proud Berber guy.
Yeah, because I love my place. And this is, you know, this is my life. And I love Siwa because Siwa is very special. I have been everywhere in Egypt. I have never seen a place like Siwa.
What is he doing?
Cleaning
the pool.
Természetes tisztítás gépek nélkül. A datója levelek összekötözve összeszedik az összes kis szemetet, ami a gyógyvíz felszínén található.
Siva ezek miatt a források miatt létezik. Jönnek föl a földből, hol forró, hol hideg, a sivatag közepén. És ez a Kleopátra fürdő, ez a neve, hogy miért azon vita van. Arról vita folyik, ugyanis Kleopátra valószínűleg soha életében nem járt itt, de van egy legenda, amely szerint pont itt fürdőzött, és ettől lett ilyen szép a bőre. Viszont, hogy ha ma élne, akkor be nem tehetné a lábát, az egészen biztos, ugyanis amióta itt a muzulmán vallás a legerősebb, azóta a berberek, nem volt mindig így, azóta a berber nőkből semmi nem látszódhat nyilvánosan. Úgyhogy itt is kizárólag férfiak mártozhatnak meg. Sajnálhatod, mert nagyon-nagyon kellemes.
Kleopátra fürdő után Zait egyik angol barátnőjébe, Benibe botlunk a főutcán. Kiderül, hogy több nyugati család is ide költözött az elmúlt egy-két évtizedben a világ végére, hogy új életet kezdjen.
This is a Frenchman who's restored all of this. This is a Croatian woman who's restored all of this. She's done a lovely job. And again, but these people are here for maybe a few weeks in the year. A Moroccan man, he's built all of this.
These are summer houses or winter houses?
Kind of,
holiday inns.
People who've just fallen in love with Siwa.
Here, everything is very simple. The lights are made from salt. So, like for here, all the stone is hand-carved. The shower, we pour all the stones in.
Is it palm tree?
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
When the men were building it, they didn't know what they were building.
Before we travelled, we lived in a system that neither I or my husband were happy with. Mm-hmm. Firstly, he had to work very, very hard to maintain a lifestyle that we weren't happy with. Secondly, I felt I was becoming very conditioned. By that I mean restricted. And I wanted more freedom. My husband's a true entrepreneur and has lots of ideas. He'd set up small companies in England. But again, with bureaucracy and the expense of setting up things like this, we felt we could have a better lifestyle if we did the same thing in another country.
Was it obvious what your purpose was from the first moment?
No, not at all. We had no idea right from the word, from the beginning. As I said to you, we had no idea how long we were going to be here. We still don't. The purpose is our business. We also have gardens here, so we have olives and dates. You know, in England, we live near London. My husband worked very hard. He saw the children just at weekends. So now we were in a situation where we saw each other all the time. By this stage, we were educating our children ourselves. So we were together a lot of the time, which is pretty special. I felt my children in England were being funneled into a channel whereby every minute of the day they had to be doing something, and the only reason they had to be doing something was because their friends were doing it. It might be piano lessons, it might be ballet, it might be football, it might be extra tuition in maths. And I didn't like this. I wanted my children to make their own decisions, not feel they were being forced into a decision through peer pressure.
How did your friends, your English friends, react? They heard that you are settled in the oasis of Siva.
Oh, they think we're crazy. My friends in England, they all think we're crazy. It's very hard to explain to them that we run a small, successful business. I think most people think we're just a pair of old hippies smoking marijuana. but we're not. We're not. We work very hard at what we do. It's difficult to explain to people. You know, they find it very difficult to understand how we could take our children away from what is seen as such a perfect environment in England, a sophisticated environment. And especially with the children, you know, what about their education? What about their health? Well, in 8 years, my children haven't got sick. In 8 years, they've been studying. Two of my three children now have passed all their school exams and are back in England doing in college.
How did your daughters manage?
There's no,
as a teenager?
There's no romance between teenagers in Siwa at all. Obviously, the Siwan children are completely segregated from the age of 12. And certainly for our children, they haven't had relationships, but they haven't wanted to. So, and they know that if they did, it would be a huge scandal, a huge scandal. If one of my daughters came to me and said, I've fallen in love with a Siwan, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, they're lovely men here, but I would strongly encourage, strongly discourage it, because it is a different way of life here. And it's too difficult. And I think living here, and as yet, there's nobody who lives in the oasis who has married a foreigner. So they're not ready. They're not ready for that kind of thing here yet, I don't think. The people are very special here. They're not Egyptian. They're not African. They're desert people. And this makes them special. They have a way with people. They're very quiet. They're very accepting. In all the places I've travelled around the world, I've never seen women as covered as this they are here. And they have about four layers underneath the big cloak that they wear. But as you get to know the women and you see how happy they are and you see their lives and what they're doing, you start to look straight through the cloak. I don't see the cloak anymore. I see the people underneath it. But what's extraordinary is that if you meet any of these women out, they come up to shake my hand and they think I know who they are. But obviously, you've no idea. And they're like, you know me. And I say, I do. But, you know, obviously, you can't see inside. But no, the women are particularly special here. Comme si je n'existais pas. Elle est passée à côté de moi. Sans un regard, reine de Saba. J'ai dit Aïcha, prends tout est pour toi. Voici les perles, les bijoux. Aussi au retour de ton cou. A bezárkózás nem csak látszott. Amióta a 12. században Sivát meghódította az iszlám, mellesleg több mint 400 évvel később, mint Egyiptomot, a helyiek egészen a 19. századig nem szívesen látták a jövevényeket. És közigazgatásilag sem tartoztak sehova. Végül az egyiptomi hatóságok kényszerítették ki a változást, persze nem véletlenül. Az adózás mellett az oázis fontos pihenőhely volt a líbiai rabszolgakaravánok útvonalán. Olyannyira, hogy Siva sok lakója az itt ragadt rabszolgák leszármazottja.
aki itt maradt, az egy zárt, muzulmán törzsi közösségbe illeszkedett be. Az oázis pedig bizonyos értelemben még mindig máshol jár, mint a sivatagon túli világ. Aïcha,
Sivában a nők burkában járnak, nem mehetnek ki az utcára a férjük engedélye nélkül, még burkában sem, hogy teljes bezártságban élnek. És most valószínűleg azért van akkora nagy szerencsénk, hogy lefilmezhetjük az arcunkat, mert itt van velem Ellen, és őt már ismerik évek óta, és megbíznak benne, és tudják, hogy ez a felvétel soha nem kerül majd senki kezébe Sivában.
Ellen dán divattervező, aki évek óta Sivában él a családjával, és munkát ad pár helyi asszonynak, köztük Szám-Számnak és a testvéreinek.
So now is that her daughter get a school education. She never learned how to write and stuff, but that her son and daughter, they will know. They will be able to get jobs.
أنا أكبر واحدة في كله في إخواتي. يعني بعدين أنا كل حاجة أنا أعمل هنا في البيت مش ماما. يعني لما أنا خلاص 18 سنة بعدين خلاص أنا أتجوز. بس أنا كله يعني ما فيش هما بنات نحن سبعة كتير بس كل حاجة واحدة يعني أبقى مبسوط عايزة واحد زي أنا يحبه ويحبيني بعدين خلاص ممكن أنا أبقى مبسوط بس أنا على طول زعلان عشان أنا ما شفتش حاجة كويس خالص في الدنيا دي أنا لما بنت تعبان يعني دايما كله شغل كتير في أنا كل حاجة يعني ما فيش حاجة كويس خالص أنا عطوز على عشان كده أنا جوزت وقت كبير عشان اللي يعمل يجوز كده عشان هو ممكن يعني لما جبت يعني جديتي يقول أنت خلاص كبير يعني ممكن أنا 16 سنة خلاص مش ممكن ما فيش أكيد دلوقتي ما ينفعش خلاص أنت كبير لازم يتجوز أنا 17 سنة ما فيش حاجة خالص مش خطوبة ما فيش حاجة لا هي خلاص كبير ليه تاني جوز ممكن بنت عمي أنا لسه ما فيش جوز هما مش خلاص هما مبسوط لكن في أنا خلاص انتي كبير انتي لسه موجود كل شوية ممكن ما أقول كلام مش كويس في أنا ليه انتي مش كويس ما فيش أجدي في انتي عشان انتي عشان انتي هي يعني هي أزن هي أحلى انتي وحش المفروض ان انا كمان زي اسكندريه زي مصر لما وجد مات او هي اتطلقت هي في بيت مع نفسها مع العيال بس هي روح في الشغل بعدين في بيت لكن احنا مش ممكن نطلع في الشغل لو هي اتطلقت مفيش بيت هي بيت بابا بس في واحدة عندها نونو كتير قد نسمات هو صغير في بيت كله كويس جميل بس هما يعني باباها قال لا مش ممكن.
Is Siva much more conservative for a woman than the rest of Egypt, you think?
لو أنا في مصر شغل بس أنا على طول هناك لو أنا في اسكندرية برضو بشغل بس ما يجيش في سيوة عشان هم يعني خلاص هي قاعد هناك ما أعرفش أنا مين مصري كتير عشان في سيوة في سيويين كتير في مستشفى بس يعني لما هي اشتغل ببرقع بس هم يقولوا
تلتي وين
ولا تيتي؟ سيوي ممكن تلتي كمان سيوي وممكن بنت بس هم يقولوا ان هي مش كويس ممكن يعرف ان هي مصري بس هو عارف مين هي سيوي عارف مين دي اشتغل
How do people behave towards a widowed woman like yourself?
تلتي بس خلاص يعني يقولوا انت عارف أرملة يعني خلاص دي مفيش أوقيت خلاص يعني كل يقول ده مسكين مش يعني مسكينة في نون أقد مات هي لسه صغيرة كل يبقى زعلان عشان انتي مش مبسوط شو ما عارف يعني كتير كم سنة انتي ما فيش يعني أوقيت لما انتي في كتير يسيب نونو يمشي يتجوز يسيبه مع ماما لكن أنا مش ممكن
Zaittal, a sivai idegenvezetővel elhagyjuk az oázist, és nekivágunk a Szaharának. vége láthatatlan homok dűnéken autózunk. Az éjszakát is a csillagos ég alatt töltjük majd.
Kagylókat nézni, mert ez régen egy tenger volt, és hogyha kiszállunk, akkor kagylók fogadnak itt a homok közepén a Szaharában.
Sivatagról. Most épp tábort ver, hogy itt tölthessük az éjszakát. Hogy miért pont ezt a helyet választotta, nem tudjuk. De árad belőle valami megnyugtató magabiztosság.
How many times have you brought tourists already to the desert?
I cannot really count, but maybe thousands of times.
Thousands?
Thousands of times.
You must be sick of it.
I love it. I'm never sick of it. Even if I come every day to this place, I still love it, because this is like a paradise for me. And this is really where I feel home.
Amikor Zayt azt mondja, hogy legalább 1000 látogatót hozott már a sivatagba, kicsit sem túloz. 16 éves kora óta ez a munkája. A tábor pontosan naplementére készül el, pedig Zayt nem visel órát.
Körülbelül 30 kilométert autóztunk az úttól a homokdűnék között. És negyed óra alatt épített Zayt egy kis sátrat, matracokkal, asztallal, mindennel, berendezett egy konyhát, és vadul elkezdett főzni. Nagyon tapasztalt sivatagi róka. És itt csöndben főz, vágja a zöldségeket, néha csörögnek az evőeszközök, de egyébként olyan nyugalom száll az emberbe, ahogy itt a semmi közepén, ebben a hihetetlen csöndben van. Fantasztikus, tényleg élvezni lehet minden pillanatot.
What are you doing, mister?
Making some tea. Tea with mint.
I'm glad.
Mint inside. It is very, 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 very nice.
When do you come to the desert by yourself?
When I have nothing to, like, I have no work. As example, or I finish work in my garden and finish work in the desert or in an office in Siwa. So I just go by myself, I take my car or motorbike. I have a motorbike too. I go out by motorbike to the desert and just drive into different places just by myself and just leave the bike or the car somewhere and just have a basket like this and just put it just on my shoulder and I walk around maybe for a few hours and I relax in different places and I do meditation in different areas.
What is this magic of the desert?
Honestly, the desert is my first home. Really, the place I feel really comfortable in the place is the desert. Make me comfortable, and it clean my energy, and it give you a lot of air energy too. Because at different places you go, different side, different mountains, different dunes, there is a different kind of energy in the places.
Listen, what do people think about you back in Siwa? Because you're having different thoughts than only your conservative community has.
There are some people they think I'm crazy because I have a bit different life for myself, but I respect people here. I love them. They're my family and my friends and all of that. But at the same time, I do what my heart lead me. Because
after all these trips in the desert and meeting so many kinds of people from around the world, would you be able to live this traditional Sivan life with a family? Yeah. I mean conservative life, the way it is in town.
I can live, but the same, I cannot share my life with a woman to get married. A local woman from Siwa, because I'm a bit like more open person and I would like to travel. And I just need a person that he will like travel with me and share the life together, because sharing life is beautiful, like sharing with someone else.
And what is the reason that a lot of foreigners are attracted by the energy or vibe or whatever of Siva, and they start having a life there, totally outside of their world, of their culture?
European people or foreigner countries, they have been through everything in their life maybe, and they have like beautiful car, beautiful building, beautiful houses, and like big restaurants, big hotels, and they're a bit tired of this kind of stuff, I think. And see what have the, of course, beautiful earth and its natural place, and still the old life, what used to be for a long time. So I think what they want, or what they change, to come here to have the real old life, because they had enough of the life in Europe, I think.
Sivatagi éjszakánkon, ami nagyon romantikusan indult, mert gyakorlatilag dűnétől dűnéig teli volt csillaggal az égbolt. Annyi csillag volt, amit még életünkben nem láttunk. De ez a szabad ég alatti alvás, ez reggelre egy kicsit kellemetlen lehet, mert fölkelt a nap, és azonnal kidobott az ágy. Persze csak engem, Mohamedet, a itteni vezetőnket, mert ő sivatagi gyerek, és már hozzászokott.
Elnézve hihetetlen, de több millió ember él a Szaharában. A többség nem városokban vagy oázisokban, hanem folyton vándorolva, nomádként. Úgy tartják, hogy Krisztus előtt már 6000 évvel voltak itt emberek. Ma a sivatag több millió lakója Egyiptom, Algéria, Líbia, Mauritánia és Nyugat-Szahara területén él.
Oroszok olajat kerestek itt Egyiptomban a 20. század első felében, és olajat nem találtak a Szahara ezen részén, hanem feltört olaj helyett egy melegvízű forrás. És ez a melegvízű forrás azóta a szaharai turizmus egyik legfőbb pontja. Nem tudom, olyan a víz, mint otthon a Széchenyiben. Abszolút kénes illata van, nagyon-nagyon meleg, és azt mondja itt Mohamed, hogy akkor a legklasszabb itt lenni, amikor csillagok vannak az égen, körbe rakják gyertyával ezt a medencét, és akkor itt ejtőznek esténként, de most sem rossz. Azért jöttünk ide, mert egy nagyon értékes agyag fajtát keresünk. Úgy hívják, hogy zöld agyag, és a kozmetikai iparban egy elég drága hozzávaló. Nagyon jó a bőrnek, meg a hajnak, mindenfélenek, majd ő elmondja, hogy pontosan minek. És itt a hegyen, itt simán meg lehet találni, ha minden igaz.
Wow. You dig out some nice ones. It's really green in the middle. Do you come here to collect this sometimes?
Yeah, for my sister, my mother.
And they use it in what way?
For the hair, for the body, make the body soft.
Uh-huh. And so it's something what the Berber women are using traditionally.
Yeah, because for a long time too was no shampoo, not anything like that.
Uh-huh.
So this is what they use.
We'll come back.
So you're permanently living here?
No. Only in the winter time.
You escape from the...
Yes.
Scary North European, Scandinavian...
In the summer times, the mosquitoes are as big as sparrows here.
Henrik Dániából érkezett Sivába 22 évvel ezelőtt. Amikor Európában beköszönt a tél, öröktön útnak indul. A sivatag és benne az oázis tényleg varázslatos hely. Ettől függetlenül még mindig magyarázatra szorul, hogy miért költözik valaki ide nyugatról.
Are you an architect?
Yes.
You retired last year.
Yes.
Do you have family in Denmark?
Not anymore.
Not anymore?
I'm divorced.
Hmm. Children?
Two horrible old men.
Your children?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
Mercy. Okay. You have to be crazy to move to a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
It must be very special to move to the end of the world.
It's really the end of the world.
Yeah. But if you are here for more than a week, there's something very strange about Siva. Because it makes you happy. Everybody here are happy. And if you ask them why they're happy, they don't know.
Do you know?
No. Nobody knows. Last year, I started asking all the foreigners if they were happy and why. And they're all happy and nobody knows. Because my Danish friend, White, was, he was so nice. It's not very beautiful. Well, beautiful, but not specially compared to a lot of things. And suddenly, we were driving close to the desert, and it was as if I revived when I was a child in our summer house in Denmark, where nobody is in a hurry. And everybody, from the morning, you must say hello to everybody, and you smile, and how are you, and people concern each other, and it's so nice. When I come home to the stone faces. People are not talking in the buses and...
And how do you behave when you go back? Do you get back this stone face?
No. It takes some time before I get rid of my smile.
Well, how is it an average day for you in Siva? What are you doing?
I am doing nothing. Nothing at all. Maybe I will go and swim. And today I've been home all the day. I had four different visitors, and now you came. And when you leave, I will go to the souk.
For what kind of people would you recommend to come here, to live here?
Oh, I would not recommend this place to anybody. This place is so horrible. Did you taste the food?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's amazing.
Great. We love it.
When I got 33 years old, I thought, oh, now I must be grown up. But it didn't take me a long time to find out I wasn't grown up.
You still feel like a kid?
Yeah, of course, a lot smarter. A smart kid.
A smart kid.
Yeah.
A smart 66-year-old kid.
I like playing. I have a... I'm doing my Lego. And... yeah.
And Siva is a good playground?
Yeah, wonderful.
What is television?
Here.
Television?
I have
Egypt?
No.
Yes,
Magar.
You look okay?
Mashi.
You. You, my brother. Hey.
Fly you? My brother.
What?
Hi, Tony. Oh, light. Hi. Is this California, Alec? Hello, Alec? Is it brother? My brother? Hi,
Sivában sok mindent nem ért az ember, de ez valahogy egyáltalán nem zavarja. Az oázis évezredek óta vonza magához a legkülönfélébb embereket szerte a világból. Nem csak a megfáradt vándorokat, akik mindig pusztán átutazók, hanem olyanokat is, akik valami mást keresnek, mint ami a sajátjuk, mint amibe beleszülettek. Talán az elzártság, talán az érintetlenség, talán az hozza ide Sivába a legtöbbeket, hogy mintha megállt volna az idő, mintha egy másik időszámítás szerint élnének. Zaid sok idegent látott már itt letelepedni, aztán továbbállni. De azokat is jól ismeri, akik maradtak. Egyik este a forrás mellett találkoznak a sívai külföldiek közül néhányan. Itt van Benny, az angol üzletasszony és a fia, aztán itt van egy másik Henrik is, egy fiatalabb, szintén Dániából.
Russian vodka?
Yes, please.
Okay, Russian vodka in the desert.
Yeah, I think a lot of people believe it's still an undiscovered treasure, of course. And where, and it is when you see not many tracks. For all you know, you could be the first one. If you meet on a cross of a longitude and latitude, you can claim it.
Yes.
So you actually you don't own it, but you put your little flag. We've talked about this before, haven't we? There's two within 100 kilometers of here. Have you heard of these?
What? Do you know what longitude and latitude
it's
is?
It's where on the map.
It's
the lines
it's
cross.
The Earth. There's lines that go theoretical lines that go across down.
Yeah.
And then ones that go across. And at each point, it's longitude, which is down, and latitude, which is across. And at each point, it has a, what's it called, a coordinate.
What's it coordinate?
A coordinate means however many dots down and however many dots across, where
no,
each one meets.
No, it's just where it makes a cross.
Yes.
Hmm.
And so it's a unique place on Earth. Everywhere.
They're all over the world, but there are two places here.
Oh,
which haven't been discovered
before, that have not been claimed. And we've said so many times we just need a few of us to go out. You take your GPS with you, you put your flag in, and it becomes yours.
How did you find Siva?
We met Muhammad.
Yes.
And he took us on a motorcycle into the desert with all of us. It was Elektra and Ellen and you and me. It was fun.
Three in the motorbikes and me.
Three in the motorbikes?
Yes. Yeah, we went on the motorbike and we went out in the desert. It was a lot of fun. I remember this. It was a very beautiful time.
Have you ever thought that these two guys will settle here one day?
Actually, first time, yeah, they liked the place very much. And we were in the desert too together. And then they came back again and they said, Muhammad, yes. And I thought about it because I see the love inside them for Siva. And they feel home here.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the way like we... welcome him, and he's a really nice person, and we really love him in Siwa. Everybody talk nice about him, about his family, to be honest. Not because he's here. I will say this is even behind him.
It's too easy to live in Denmark, I think. We got bored, in a way. Maybe. And here you have a non-boring life.
A challenge.
A challenge.
It's not that easy?
It's not easy, no. You need to understand a lot of stuff. You need to learn a lot. You need to understand that the only thing is to learn the language. And then you can, you know, start to have fun. My attraction personally was maybe my time in front of National Geographic and Discovery Channel and all of this, and you get part of Africa here. You don't get the malaria, you don't get all of that, but you have the wildness, you have the rough nature, you have, and it's an oasis in the middle of the desert. It's pretty amazing.
Is it the final destination for you and your family? If you have ever thought of that?
No, I don't think so. I don't
Why?
Think so. I can never say anything more than 1 month ahead, I think.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
As a father?
As a father,
yeah. As a Danish father?
As a Danish father, I cannot plan or see into the future how we have to do it. We have talked about this is our place now, and we'll see how it goes the next couple of years. Mm. And it's also about schooling and economics, and you know, you have to get it sorted out, everything.
What is so special about this place?
The possibility of creating your own freedom here as a foreigner is very important for me and my wife, and we can do that here.
What do you mean?
We are in the system, but we are also out of the system. We are in the community, but we are also outside the community, and we can plan our life very easily and take all the stuff that comes with it.
Why is it not possible in Europe, in Denmark, in your home?
Because, as an example, now we have our own company, we plan our own time, but if we were in Denmark, it would require us to work more, definitely, and the children would have to go to kindergarten or school in the morning. You wouldn't see them very much there in the morning, then you would see them when you pick them up, few hours, and then you go to bed. I don't want that.
It was not frightening, not for a minute, that you are in the desert, the middle of nowhere.
It's always frightening.
Is it?
Yeah, it's wild. It is wild here. Mm-hmm. It is wild. You are very far away from a decent hospital that could actually save your life. So we only have the seaweed doctors here to take care of us.
Were you told by your families or by anyone at home that you are not responsible because of your daughter, because of this hospital thing?
Not directly. But indirectly, yeah. Many people don't understand our lifestyle here. There are two major things. They don't understand that we can say no to the life we had in Denmark. And then there is the cultural barrier. Many people are not as open-minded, I think, as me and my wife. Not as flexible and understanding. And now when we know the culture, then for us it's not a fear thing or the gimmicks in the media. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's presented. It's not like it's presented in the news. Mm-hmm. The cultural barriers and all of this as we see it.
Mm. What is your answer for that?
I'm generalizing, but many of my friends they have the wrong perception of the Arabic world. I know that there is radical people here, but if you look to your own backyard, there is radical people in Europe. Mm. So for me, I don't see the difference. I don't see the difference. They are the same people as you and me, and if they like you and you're open-minded, then it's good.
What do you consider your home? Where is your home?
That's my house.
That's your house?
Yeah.
Right now?
Right now. Yeah.
We are the sun, we are the sky, we are the sea, we are the desert, we are the fire, we are the water. We are motherland, we are one. We are motherland, we are one. We are
Népszabadság. Mérlegeljen. A műsor támogatója a Mindig TV.